Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Good afternoon. This is Raccoon City here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. CJSF is a community radio station from Simon Fraser University, and we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can stream online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome! This is Raccoon City, here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy and excited to be here, and I'm so happy and excited that you're here. This week, I'm going to be talking about just some really cool, awesome sounds and music, some up-and-coming artists. We'll be talking about some cool, just all around amazing, fun, cool, awesome sounds. So definitely stick around to hear all about it. Up first, here is End Credits by Pearly Drops.
The voices are coming back.
Thank you.
so cool, so awesome, so fun, so amazing. That was just Mermaid by Pearly Drops and Club Sport off their newest album, The Voices Are Coming Back, released August 29th, 2025. So fun, so cool. It's a fun album. It's got a lot of kind of unique alternative pop-ish indie pop sort of tones to it. It's quite nice for really just a fun, cool indie vibe in the room. Like, I love when lyrics aren't super like clear or like definitive, to where you can kind of play the music anywhere and it's just kind of up to interpretation. I think that's fun, and I think Pearly Drops does that really well in a lot of their music. So definitely check out their newest album, The Voices Are Coming Back. Also, their other two albums, A Little Disaster and Call for Help, are both really wonderful pieces of sound. It's so fun, so cool. Pearly Drops is coming to Vancouver this year, 2026. OMG, Happy New Year. Wait, Pearly Drops is coming to Vancouver March 25th. Nope. March 24th at the Fox Cabaret. I love the Fox. I think the Fox is such a fun venue. So Pearly Drops will be coming to Vancouver March 24th at the Fox. Really cool, really awesome. There's a lot of more really awesome shows coming to Vancouver this new year. Happy 2026, guys. New year, so cool, so fun, so awesome. I'm going to play now more music because this is the whole point of a radio show. And now I'm going to play, it's going to get a little bit more electronic, I guess, sort of poppy. I'm going to play some Peggy Goo, and then I'm going to play some Audrey Nuna, and then I might play a little bit of It's Murph later. So there's just going to be a lot of fun electronic dance music type musicians and sounds coming up very soon. Yeah, so here is, it goes like Na 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 by Peggy Goo.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
So cool, so epic, so fun. That was Just Mine by Audrey Nuna. This is it's the Dash remix. Very fun. This is also CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I am your host, Katie. I'm so happy to be here. That was just Audrey Nuna. So the thing about Audrey Nuna is she has been like a musician for a while, but recently starred in K-pop Demon Hunters, and she's like one of the three one of the three main characters in the show, and they have like a group. It's not the show, sorry, K-Pop Demon Hunters is a movie, and the movie has like three women pop stars who are all like, they band together as like a pop star group, and then but their voice actors are also three real pop stars. So it's actually really crazy, and it's also really cool because the representation within that sort of connection between, or the relation between like character and actor sort of fuses, and it made this really cool kind of like multiple media like opportunities for representation of this group. Like there's the real life version, which stars all three of the real life pop stars, like Audrey Nuna. I don't really know the other two. Audrey Nuna, I was a fan of before she started the K-pop Demon Hunter like thing. So yeah. Anyway, what else is new? Oh, I've been listening to the new It's Murph album Weightless. Great album. So fun. I really like it. And I think it has a lot of like just fun tones that aren't necessarily like it's just a nice breather album. Like it's just, it's very easy to listen to, and it's very like nice on the ears. Like it's just a good all around sounding piece that I really enjoyed from It's Murph. So I'm going to play a little bit of that. So here is Wanna Get to Know Ya by It's Murph on his newest album, Weightless.
So give me your love. Wanna dive into an ocean of us. I won't fight it cause it's so obvious. So baby, come and give me your love. Your love. Want
We'll be right back.